Right now, we are pleased to have in the studio a 6'2" ex-trucker, biker, and charm school graduate, Julie Scoggins.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
I hear ya.
Now, when did you
Good morning.
Good morning, baby.
Getting me up all time of the morning.
Y'all, Julie's going to be moving through some big show cities starting this Saturday at the Trolley Museum of Charlotte, North Carolina. Y'all know where Price's Chicken Coop is. Mm-hmm.
Oh, everybody yeah. knows the coop.
Yeah.
You can find out. Julie from right here, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And she'll be moving through Akron, Ohio, Knoxville, Tennessee, Greensboro, and Fayetteville, North Carolina, Fort Myers, Florida. Check her out on the website at
Columbia, South CAC.
I hear you. JulieScoggins.com.
That's right.
So, you are something, man.
Thank you, buddy. It's nice to look eye to eye with a man once in a while. Use a big one. I wanted to tell y'all about something. I've been trying to be creative. You know, the economy's got everybody trying to hustle a little bit. I want to know what y'all think about my latest idea. All this right. is my latest invention for Christmas.
All right.
Mistletoe belt buckles.
Yeah.
What do you think? Can I get an amen? Everybody can. Listen, that's across the board. Young, old, fat, skinny, white, black, gay, straight, men, women. The fun you can have at a Christmas party with mistletoe right there. And for somebody there you don't like, slide that son of a gun round to the back. Tell him pucker up. I'm just saying, you gotta be creative, you know.
Right.
I bet y'all are creative. I know y'all are, but you know what? I keep saying there's gonna be that one thing I'm gonna hit on that's gonna get me rich. I tell you one thing. Everybody in here has put a bathrobe on backward and invented a Snuggie. I know you have.
Yeah.
You just didn't put your name on it.
Right.
Now you're not getting a check. And I tell you, if I'd been the one invented it, I wouldn't have made it out of that fleece electrostatic junk that it's made out of, because I tell you, you will flat work up a charge with some 0% humidity. I shot a teacup poodle clear across my living room. I ain't playing. Their noses are cold and wet, and a blue arc of flame came off the end of my finger. It was like, just shot him. Don't feel sorry for him. They're not all dogs are good. This one was disgusting. He had bad habits.
I can't say you with a poodle.
He'd a hunch on you. And my husband is like, won't you train him? I'm like, won't you set a better example? Walking around with a hitch in your back. So I'm trying to be creative. That's all I'm saying.
You know, Johnny, I don't make snap judgments very easily. I've known this woman for 10 minutes. I think she's one of our people.
I think so. Yeah.
I've been trying to get in here with y'all for 14 damn years. You don't know how hard I tried to get in here. I said, I need to be in here. Y'all know my buddy. Y'all know James Sibley?
Yeah, we
yes,
know James
you do.
From.
And Tim Wilson, that's my friend. Uh-huh. Y'all know all my buddies.
I know, and that's something, man. You were saying you're going to be doing a deal with James Gregory around Valentine's Day.
February 12, down in Macon, Georgia, Macon City Auditorium. We're going to be down there. It's going to be a sellout. They sell that thing out every year by about 2,200 people.
Man.
That's big. That's living large down there.
Well,
if it is Macon.
I usually don't do this, Julie, but Tater, I would like to have Julie in the studio every so often.
I'll be glad to. Oh, I would love that.
I would love to have you in here.
I'd love to do it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm people.
I brought y'all some belt buckles.
Oh, thank you. It is a mistletoe belt buckle. I didn't know you were serious.
I'm good. Yeah. Oh, you think I'm fine?
Thank you.
I'm telling you what, man. And I can't tell you, I haven't tested them. So I can't vouch for the effectiveness,
right.
But y'all can hit me back on JulieScoggins.com and give me some feedback on there. I have them on that website, too, if y'all, if anybody wants to buy one.
Okay.
I'll mail them to you.
That is cool.
Yeah, and I got them in the pewter, and some of them are black.
Mm.
That's an award winner right there.
Yeah,
that's a good hey, one. And those things are made in the United States. I gotta tell you this. I'm proud of that. Those aren't from overseas. Mm. They're not from China. There's no lead in them. They won't make you sick. Mm. I'm telling you, everything from over there is dangerous now. You know what? My neighbors adopted a baby from China. I told them, don't let that other baby lick her. You just can't be too. You'll end up with a slow one. That's all I'm saying.
As up, I can't believe we hadn't run into you all these years.
Really. And even, I've been trying.
Even though Charlotte people, you remember Crockett Park.
Mm-hmm.
You were actually a mascot.
I was a Pepper Girl.
A Pepper Girl.
Sponsored by Dr. Pepper. Had to wear a little shorty short outfit. I went to modeling school, believe it or not.
You got some long legs on you.
I know it. 36-inch inseam.
Wow.
I know it. But we used to go to Myrtle Beach all the time. My mom's only rule about swimming in the ocean was don't go out past your waist. I was in the shipping lanes, man. Out back there. Go around. I could have waited to Cuba. You know what? I could have picked Elian Gonzalez up. Get off that tire. Come on, we're going to Miami. Let's go.
I read your bio. You worked in the Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Man, that was the Jimmy Buffett dream right there. Uh-huh. Now. We went down there, me and my husband Mark. We bought a boat down there, a 46-foot Morgan sailboat.
Uh-huh.
And lived on it for 4 years. Now, you think those people could understand me? No, they could not. But I had to get used to listening to them, too. But, yeah, that was pretty cool. And I was a Frito-Lay sales rep down there. Get this now. I sold Doritos and Cheetos for 4 years on an island where 50% of the people smoke pot.
Yeah.
How about some cha-ching? I didn't need the belt buckles back then. I had that.
Talk about niche marketing.
It was. Good job, man. Yes, sir. Yes, it was. And that was good. And then we moved back here, and I started doing stand-up.
That's
And it's the best thing I have ever done in my
life. You ain't never
going
to work again for a living, are you?
Why?
And when she stands up, she stands up.
Yeah, buddy.
I got to stand up slow. My ears pop.
Oh, man.
That's that pressure change.
Julie Scoggins. Check her out, juliescoggins.com. Also follow you on Facebook. And this Saturday
night, the tweeter.
This Saturday night in Charlotte at the Trolley Museum, and it's going through Fears Comes Laughter comedy show to benefit the Caring Voice Coalition.
They buy medicine for people with terminal illnesses that can't afford them. It's a great cause. Cool. Y'all come on out there. You can go on the website. You go on my website and get a link to purchase tickets, or you can just come up and buy them at the door. It's at 1705, I believe, Camden Road. It's right down from the chicken coop, like you said.
All right. Cool. Well, Julie,
starts at 7.
All right, 7 o'clock, Saturday night. Thanks for the mistletoe belt buckle. Y'all check these out.
I hope it works out for you.
All right, Julie, can't wait to see you again, baby. Thank you so much.
All right.